iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com.
Listening to the iSpirituality Show, part of iGlobal Radio. Hello and welcome to iGlobal Radio and iSpiritual, our special program as we now cover and also follow up on the Sanskriti Foundation UK, which is a registered charity behind scores of kathas, dharma yatras, youth camps, discourses and various seva, selfless service that is, and satsang activities in the UK and India. They're playing host to a rare mega event straight from India. It's a 9-day Ram Katha recited by Bhai Shri Ramesh Bhai Oza, and it started on the 13th of February and runs through to the 21st of February at the iconic Sandipani Vidya Nikatan in Porbandar, Gujarat. It's the first time Pujya Bhai Shri is reciting Ram Katha at Sandipani Vidya Nikatan since it opened in February 1992. And it has attracted an audience of over 500,000, and it's raising funds and awareness for a school, especially for tribal children in Gujarat. Today we have with us our regular contributors, who is Prithi Raichura and Bhavin Mehta as well. But we have an extra person with us today. We're very lucky to have her on board with us today. Her name is Anita Mistry, who joins us, who's been very much a part of the Ram Katha and has been watching it and is going to give us some feedback on it today. First things first, though, let's welcome the teams on board. Welcome Prithi, welcome Bhavin, and welcome Anita. Welcome to the iSpirituality Show. And we've learnt a lot from Bhai Shri, and we've had a lot of feedback and people feeding back from watching and listening to our programmes, our iSpirituality programmes, right here on iGlobal Radio. So in today's six of the Katha we go then, and Prithi, what's been the latest observations?
Well, another amazing day today, day six. What's really amazing is that when you're sitting watching the Katha virtually like we are, we're not in India, we're watching it and listening to the Katha virtually, it's actually such a lovely experience. So we can see all the people that are in India as well and around the globe, because we're sitting watching it from our homes and we can see all the other people that are tuned in. For me today, the Katha was amazing. The first part of the Katha, Bhai Shri talked about a lot about the difference between the two main characters of the Ramayana, mainly being Dasharatha and Ravan. Now, Ravan, as lots of people may know, he's always seen as the bad one. He's kind of like the black sheep of the Ramayana, although there are some schools of thought that actually he was very, very spiritual. He was a devotee of Lord Shiva as well, but yet he had a lot of ego. Bhavit, over to you on this one. Can you talk us through some of the main nuggets that came out from the Katha today in terms of the two personalities? That's Dasharatha, Raja, and Ravan, both of them kings within their own kingdoms, but very different personalities.
Yeah, totally. So Bhai Shri spoke about this in the first half of the Katha today, the two main kings. There are actually many, many kings and kingdoms mentioned in the Ramayana. There's King Dasharatha, there's King Janak, there's King Bali, there's King Sugriv, there's King Ravan, so many others. But the two, in the first half, King Dasharatha, who is the father of Lord Ram and Lakshman and Bharat and Shatrughna, the four brothers, and King Ravan, who is, you know, the famous demonic character. And Bhai Shri was saying that the difference between the two is in their outlook. Dasharatha has always been about giving and providing and nurturing. And Ravan has been all about stealing and looting and coveting and hoarding and taking from other people. There are so many examples given in the Ramayana that help us paint a picture of what Ravan was like. He took the very kingdom that he was living in, that land was taken from somebody else. His very vehicle, the Pushpak Viman, which is often regarded as the first aeroplane in the Indian epics, the Pushpak Viman was also taken from another divine deity. You know, he abducted Lord Ram's wife, Sita. He did many of these kinds of abductions and stealings. He was a hoarder and a collector, and he felt no guilt in taking from other people. And even if they were divine personalities, he would just take it because he felt he deserved it. He felt that it was his right to have all of those things. And compared to that, King Dashrath was all about providing and giving. And what Ram did essentially was take that school of thought, that new and revised school of thought, and he took it right across India. Through his 14 years of exile, whoever Ram met, all the Vanbandhus, the Adivasis, the Vanvasis, he took that school of thought to the people. And through love, not through any force, not through any kind of missionary zeal, but just purely through love, he was able to transform their lives and transform their way of thinking. There were also lots of stories in the Ramayana further down the line where people who were from Ravan's kingdom, who were all of this particular mindset, all changed, who changed their mindset because they saw the love that Ram was was providing.
This is the iSpirituality Show from iGlobal. Find out more about the iSpirituality Show and other big events such as the Great Big End in Money Show on the 26th and 27th of March by logging on to the iGlobal event section on iglobalnews.com.
Now, Ravan must have had some divinity in him for him at the end to be kind of killed, if you like, by the Lord himself.
There are loads of stories of, you know, who was Ravan? Who was this demonic character? Why did he become such? And, you know, many people say that Ravan actually was a very, you know, you mentioned in your initial introduction, Preeti, he was actually a very devout person. And all that he was doing was purely an act. This was just some sort of leela, some sort of play, some sort of big theatrical performance to show and showcase the beautiful qualities of Lord Ram. And I think that's the theme that then Paishri explored further in the afternoon in the Katha.
That makes me think then, should we also be maybe worshipping Ravan? Because we all have a bit of Ravan in us, don't we? We all have a bit of ego, and we all are hoggers, and we all like to pinch something that's maybe not ours, whether it's somebody else's thoughts or maybe even if it's somebody's pen on your desk at work or whatever it is. But there's a huge difference there, isn't there?
I wouldn't go as far as saying we should worship Ravan. I think we should understand that even if this whole thing is a big theatrical play, let's try to understand the qualities that Ravan was depicting, the negative qualities that you just rightly said are inside all of us. Mm-hmm. The ones you've mentioned are very, you know, mild, but Ravan depicted much more, you know, really gruesome acts during his life. And yeah, I don't think we should worship him in any way, but we should try to understand that why is there good and why is there bad? So this is where, if the more we study the scriptures and the more we begin to think, why is there this good and bad? Why is there the yin and the yang? But we begin to then see that even the bad is only there because it's been designed to be there. And like I said, this is the part that Paishri then explored further.
This is the iSpirituality Show from iGlobal. Find out more about the iSpirituality Show and other big events such as the Great Big End in Money Show on the 26th and 27th of March by logging on to the iGlobal event section on iglobalnews.com.
We have Anita with us as well. And Anita, welcome to the show here today. It's really nice to have you on. And I've noticed that you've been tuning in to the Gatha each morning whenever you can in between your very busy life being a doctor. And I'm going to take this opportunity to thank you for everything that you're doing in the NHS and all your colleagues that are actually working in the NHS for everything that you're doing. So thank you. And, you know, a lot of gratitude. But what is your experience? How are you feeling? Because you're very used to sitting in front of him on a Vyaspit and watching him live like we all are.
Thank you for this opportunity. So, Pridivan and Bhavit Shai, thank you. And thanks also to Tony. To answer your question, Pritiben, in regards to the Zoom room experience, I attended Paishree's first Katha in 1983 that he had in Leicester, and that was at the Mandaka Hall in Hartington Road in Leicester. And I was 5 years old. I knew nothing. I got nothing. Like three decades later, to have this Ramkatha now, and when I first heard of it, I was like really touched. A little sad too, because we can't all be together. And, you know, the fun that you have of being together, it's so much more different than virtually. But I have to say, this Zoom experience has really been profounding for us, because, and you, Pritiben, mentioned this a bit earlier on in the conversation, that, you know, we're able to, it has its advantages too. We're able to see everybody online with our Katha family online, Zoom family online, yet we can also see everybody in India. So, and also the benefits is that we're getting a translation of the Katha, which is helping a lot of the younger generation and lots of the children to join in and learn and understand. So, but other than that, the Zoom experience has been beautiful. I think it's what you make it, right? So when you hear a dhun, when you hear a bhajan, if you want to get up and dance, just do it. Don't feel so like, oh my God, I'm on a Zoom call and it's corporate and I should just be seated. No, if you feel like in your heart when Bhaisri is singing a bhajan and you want to get up, just get up and do it. You know, it's your moment. You would do it if you were live. So do it when you're on Zoom. I'm working from home. And if I could show you my desk area, then, you know, I've got little props that I've made just in case I get an opportunity to be in front of the camera and I see Bhaisri. And so, you know, I was quite lucky because I had one prop made and it was like Bhaisri Pranam from me. So on a heart shape. So I was like, oh my God, it's my moment. I'm going to show him. So, yeah, I mean, it's been really lovely. I have to say, it's been really lovely. It's very emotional. It's very touching. But also, I just tune in very well when Bhaisri speaks, because he just makes it very simple and clear. And it's very easy to get. And something as complex as these scriptures, I think you do need the help of a guru or a spiritual master to get you through these and understand these areas. And then at bullet size, bullet points, to just take one or two points and actually take them into your life and implement them, I think it's key. So
in terms of some of the key learnings that you have picked up over the last 6 days, what would you say they are? Just one or two even.
I think the main one that's stuck for me is the love and respect, and how that's been such a prominent part of this Katha. And Prem, love being the one. You know, we are Western children, all brought up in different countries, and forever we are always, and also being Indian too, we are always constantly brought up to pay respect. But actually, Bhaisri made a very valid point that you must, which one is higher? And love is more higher than respect. So if you love everybody first, then respect will follow thereafter. So I think that is one of the key messages I will implement into my day-to-day life, because it, also in my field, we're always constantly respecting our seniors, our professors. And actually, it's important to love perhaps more and be compassionate, and then respect will follow. So I would say that's one thing. The other thing is, Bhaisri mentioned that we don't always get on with everybody in the world or in our places. So you're going to come across people you don't like, but you have to go through that stage where you have to meet these people that you don't like in order for you to then be put in that position to change your I don't like them to actually I've got to learn to love them and to overcome that. So that's really important too, that you may come across. And sometimes, you know, God puts you in these positions so that you have to tackle them and deal with them. So I think from the days that I've learned, these are the two points which I feel I could really relate to them in my life and take away. The rest of it's very complicated, complex. You need to read scriptures, you need to get more with it. But to just keep it simple, and my dummy's guide to the Ramajanic Manas, I would say, you know, love everybody, be at peace with everyone, and really think about even the people that you don't like. At the end of the day, they still have the same blood running through you. They are human. Forgive and love.
And if there was so anybody who's maybe very new to this experience, like a lot of people are, you know, we're seeing lots of new faces tuning in via Zoom. We know that through our YouTube channels, we're getting lots of comments as well of newcomers that we haven't had any kind of association with live Guthas. What would your message to them?
My message to them would be, come along, come and join to Sandeepani's website, go and check it out. There's a lot of younger generation who are all into this, and you can learn a lot from it. You don't have to be religious. You don't have to be into it. There is no such thing as you have to be part of a group. It's not cliquey. Just come and experience it. Come with an open mind. If you don't like it, fair enough. If you do like it, what did you like, and take it on board and see if you can implement it into your own life. And it's all about making yourself a better person. It's all about learning to be more patient. And if you do then have a difficult situation in life, I think this type of learning just helps you to deal with things in life a bit better. Just from that level is hugely beneficial. So you don't have to be religious about it. You don't have to be doing lots of prarthana or doing lots of mantras, but it's just learning life skills. And if you do get stressed out in your day-to-day life, you can refer back to these scriptures. You can refer back to what Bhaisri said, and it will help you to just handle it better. That's all.
This is the iSpirituality Show from iGlobal. Find out more about the iSpirituality Show and other big events such as the Great Big End in Money Show on the 26th and 27th of March by logging on to the iGlobal event section on iglobalnews.com.
Now, going back to you again, Pavit. The Ramcharitmanas that Bhaisri is reciting is very much based on the Ramcharitmanas by Tulsidas ji. But of course, the first Ramayana was written by sage Valmiki. What is the difference according to Bhaisri?
Absolutely. This is continuing from what we were saying before, that sort of Valmiki, this great sage of India, witnessed the entire, you know, all the episodes of the Ramayana. And then he wrote this epic text in Sanskrit called the Ramayana, which is very much a historical account of the various incidents. Whereas what Tulsidas ji did was take this text, write it in a very common tongue in the Avadhi language, which was the common form of Hindi 500 odd years ago, and he wrote the Ramcharitmanas. And in the Ramcharitmanas, it's each character of the text has been presented in a very different way. No one actually has a fault. Everybody, that there are no bad characters. They're all good characters, but some are playing the part of a bad character. Like I said before, it's a big theatrical play. So even Lord Ram's stepmother, KK, who's the one who banished him into the kingdom, there's a whole side story as to why KK did that. What was her intention? What was her motivation? And essentially it was done to help Ram achieve his bigger long-term goals. Ravan, the evil demon, kidnapping Mother Sita and doing all those other atrocities. Why did he do those? What were they a part of? Again, it's all about giving Ram the opportunity to shine and present his better qualities and inspire others. All the negative characters in the Ramayana, in the Ramcharitmanas, Tulsidas ji has presented, are all done in a very theatrical way, and there's a deeper symbolic meaning behind them. I can leave it there. And I think over the next few days, we're going to hear more from Bhaisri as he delves more into the Ramayana.
Well, thank you very much for that. Time always runs out when we're having so much fun talking. So, you know, when it comes down to having these conversations regard to the Gatha. Bhavit, for those people that are tuned in, where can they get more information and how can they tune in if they wish to do so?
Absolutely. The Gatha is on. It's on all the social media channels. But if you want to watch it live from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. every day in the UK on sandeepani.tv.
And so as we conclude the programme today, once again, a huge thank you to Preeti Rajura, to Bhavit Mehta, and also today our special guest, Anita Mistry, as well. And indeed, if anybody is actually listening to the iSpirituality show right now, it has been brought to you by iGlobal. And don't forget, there'll be regular updates on the iGlobalNews.com website. We're back with you tomorrow. You've been listening to The Spirituality Show, brought to you by iGlobal Radio. This is the iSpirituality Show from iGlobal. Find out more about the iSpirituality shows and other big events such as the Great Big Indian Money Show on the 26th and 27th of March by logging on to the iGlobal events section on iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com.